You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Even though mushrooms are odd-looking and colorless and they have such a delicate texture, they are a mighty powerhouse of nutrients. You may be surprised to hear that. But it seems odd to me that this is so because they grow in the dark. They're not raised in sunlight. You've seen them in woods under the leaves, under the branches, and dark corner. And when you get a kit, they say grow it in the dark. I'm like, how could it be so power-packed with nutrients? Carolina, help me out here.
I know, it is counterintuitive, and they're also so white and so bland, and we're told to eat colorful foods because those are filled with nutrients. So mushrooms are kind of like the forgotten child, but we should take a second look at them because surprisingly so, they are filled with nutrients just as well as some other colorful fruits and vegetables. They actually even have antioxidants, which is unexpected because, like you said, usually antioxidants come right along with bright color blues like the blueberries or deep greens like your kale, but that's not the case. Actually, some mushrooms like the Cremini or Portobello have the same amount of antioxidant powers as red peppers. So there you go, not to be overlooked. They also have B vitamins, which are really great for our body to convert those carbohydrates we eat into energy. We really need B vitamins to metabolize fats and proteins. B vitamins are really kind of like the grease that makes our machine run, so we really need a lot of it, and they come with B12 and B3. They also have selenium, which selenium has been studied a lot when looking at lowering risk of bladder cancer. Selenium has been right there on the top of one of the nutrients that we need to make sure we're getting enough of. And some mushrooms have enough selenium that with just 100 grams, you could get half of your daily needs just right there. And then the last one I wanted to, well, actually I should say iron too, because iron is another one that is tricky. Usually, It is big, and usually we think of iron when we eat meat, right? A lot of people say meat and beans. Yeah. That's where you get your iron. Right. But actually, 90% of the nutritive iron that can be found in mushrooms can be absorbed. So that's fantastic because iron's a hard one for our bodies to extract from the food. And from the mushroom, mushroom is a good source of iron, and it's easy for our body to actually process, use that iron, which is used for the formation of red blood cells, for example, keeping people super healthy and making sure that they're functioning to their full potential. So iron is a good one. And the last one, like I mentioned, is the vitamin D. Vitamin D is a funny one because vitamin D, what do we think of vitamin D? We think of sun. And Ellen just mentioned they are grown in the dark. But what's really interesting is that mushrooms, and this is a cool fun fact for you guys to share next time you're by the water cooler at work, I guess. But vitamin D has some plant sterols that when you expose them to sunlight, they convert them into vitamin D. And this is really cool. There are some places that are already exposing mushrooms to sunlight or fluorescent light, ultraviolet light, right before they go into the market, so that they are rich in vitamin D and they're considered fortified, if you can say, naturally fortified with vitamin D, which is phenomenal because it's really hard to find vitamin D in plants, fruits, vegetables, and plant source. Vitamin D is usually found in animal source. So this is great news for our vegans, our vegetarians out there, or anybody eating more. And it's because mushrooms also have calcium, it's kind of like a power duel. You're getting the vitamin D and the calcium right there all in
one. And magnesium.
Are we fans of mushrooms or what?
Oh, yeah. We are big fans. I eat them almost every single day. And we're going to tell you how we do that. I think it's it's a vegetable that most people overlook or don't know what to do with because it's just, as I said, it's really odd looking. And I think you said it was colorless. So let's start with The simple way that we engage it into our meal, our dinner every day, and we do it with our kids and our grandkids, and everybody likes to have mushrooms now. We chop them up. You know, if you have young kids, you want to chop them up a little more finely. If it's older, you don't have to do so much chopping, right? And if you want, you take off the stem because that somehow turns people off. And then we just saute it in olive oil and with onions and with garlic. And that is becomes a topping for a burger, for chicken, for even for beans. If you're a vegetarian, then you can just use it as a topping for other other vegetables. So it's a great way to get that extra powerhouse into your diet and flavor, by the way. It somehow works really well together with onions and garlic. I don't think they have a lot of standalone flavor, but they absorb a lot of the flavors. So they're a great partner for flavors, adding flavors to your meals. So that is the way we get it in every day. And then we can throw them in quinoa. We can throw them in brown rice or frika or any of the grains. Do you do that, Carolina?
Yeah. You know, you just mentioned the burger, though. One of the really cool ways that you shared with me and that I'm really excited to try out is to chop them up and put them in the burger, because you're saying it as a topping. But also, if you mix it in, you're using less turkey or less chicken or less beef, whatever you used to make your burger.
Right.
But you're adding all the flavor. And I have to agree with you. They don't have a lot of flavor in standalone, but they remind me of little sponges. So whatever you put next to them, it just really soaks it up. And I think that's why this very first recipe I found sounds so amazing, because I'm a huge fan of balsamic vinegar. So what recipegirl.com did, she combined that balsamic vinegar with the mushrooms, olive oil. She actually used baby Bella mushrooms. There's so many kinds of mushrooms too, by the way. So that's just fun learning about it. And a little bit of salt, pepper, and garlic, and it just makes its own dish. It absorbs all that flavor. And that could be a side dish, or it could be a topping for something. So I want to try that one.
Yeah, I'm going to comment on the burgers. We do that all the time. It cuts down on the amount of meat that you're using. You can use them in salmon also, any kind of burgers, bean burgers, whatever. It absorbs those flavors, but it adds kind of a moist texture. So oftentimes burgers seem to be dried out, and this prevents that from happening. So we're big fans of mushroom burgers of all kinds. And again, it can be a bean-based burger. It doesn't have to be a meat-based burger. Okay, soups. I know you're a big fan of soups. You found an awesome mushroom soup recipe. Tell us about it.
I am a big fan, and I'm always trying new ones, because usually when I do, I just kind of add the mushroom as an afterthought. But this recipe is the mushroom is the main ingredient, and you combine it with carrots and some thyme leaves, celery, some garlic, leeks, and all this in a broth. You can use a chicken broth or you can use a vegetable broth, and it makes a fantastic soup recipe. And I pinned this on our Pinterest board. You can look at Family Kitchen Pinterest board on the UMD.
Yeah, so that Carolina has been really wonderful at posting all these recipes that we talk about and then some on the Radio MD Pinterest board. So if you go to radiomd.com and look for their Pinterest connection, or just go to Pinterest and find it there. It's the Family Food Kitchen board, and she has put that soup on there as well as a wonderful quinoa recipe. Do you have a second to share the quinoa recipe, Carolina?
Yeah, the quinoa recipe is great. You basically just combine quinoa, but while you're cooking the quinoa, you add the mushrooms in. So it makes one savory, full of flavor dish that can be a side item or your main dish. We're running out of time, but I want to give one last advice. Mushrooms, they can be dangerous. They can be toxic. So don't try to just pick your own mushrooms out there. Make sure you're buying them from a store or a vendor that you trust, and make sure you know what you're buying. Also, you should cook them. Most of the mushrooms need to be cooked, because they do have some traces of some carcinogenic compounds that are heat sensitive. So they will go away with heat. And so if you cook them, they'll be safe and ready to go. But again, as Ellen mentioned, all the recipes are on the Pinterest board. Also know that you can always find our Family Food Kitchen podcast on radiomd.com. We have so many topics for you to choose from and share with your friends. Be sure to always eat well and stay well.